This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. At least 20 civilians have been killed and tens of thousands forced from their homes in heavy fighting between rebels and pro-government forces in Ethiopia's Afar region, which borders war-hit Tigray, an official told AFP Thursday. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray last November to oust the region's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, a move he said came in response to TPLF attacks on federal army camps. The 2019 Nobel Peace Laureate declared victory later that month, but fighting has dragged on, killing thousands of people and plunging hundreds of thousands into famine, according to the United Nations. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. A dozen Thai pro-democracy student activists were charged with royal defamation and sedition Thursday, their lawyer said, over a rally last year that demanded reforms to Thailand's unassailable monarchy. The pro-democracy movement, which has been largely led by student activists, kicked off a year ago due to public discontent over Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's administration.